We're going to talk a little auto no fault insurance reform. And that was a big deal. I happened to be up on Mackinac Island this summer when Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the leaders of the House and Senate signed this bipartisan legislation that would, hopefully save you some money on your auto insurance. Some people are really looking forward to this, saying this is a great thing for Michigan drivers. Others are saying not so much. We decided to bring in kind of an expert on no-fault insurance and get his take on the matter. And on the line with us this morning is Stephen Gersten. He's with the Michigan Auto Law, and he's an attorney with Michigan Auto Law, and he knows this legislation inside and out. So, Stephen, good morning. Welcome to WPHM. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, so you work with Michigan Auto Law. What is Michigan Auto Law?
Michigan Auto Law is the state's largest law firm specializing in car accidents and truck accidents. So we help people throughout the state, and through doing that, I deal with a lot of the auto insurance law in Michigan.
So this bipartisan legislation that got signed earlier this year, it's going to take effect next year. You've probably read this thing inside and out by now. What do you think?
Well, it's going to be really disappointing, I think. The promises that were made about what the law is going to do compared to what I think it actually will do is going to leave a lot of consumers very frustrated in the next year or two.
The first major point that we're going to talk about, and this is the news that broke last week, the MCCA, the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association, which is this group that, decides and provides funding for those lifelong claims of catastrophic injuries in excess of what, like $580,000?
Exactly. So, yeah. So once you get a little over $500,000, the MCCA takes over from your own insurance company and then pays the rest of the medical bills up to an unlimited amount, actually, under what is the old law. So if you unfortunately had a terrible traumatic brain injury or a spinal cord injury and need millions of dollars of care, the MCCA would step in after that first $500,000 and pay it all.
And if you're a nerd like me, and I like to look at my auto insurance premium every 6 months when they send it to me in the mail, I like to look at each line and I look at this item, this MCCA $220. And if you look at that, everyone in Michigan has that line item done on their insurance, MCCA, $220. Now, the news was that that is going down to 100, which is, in fact, correct. However, we might have the opportunity here to opt out of the MCCA altogether, right?
Yeah, and that's why I said, you know, kind of hold the champagne and why a lot of consumers are going to be very disappointed. So let's take a look at when the law takes effect. It doesn't take effect now. It actually is going to take effect 7 months from now. Meanwhile, a lot of your listeners are noticing that their insurance premiums are being raised now at renewal period. So the insurance companies are already raising the premiums for drivers before the new law takes effect to try and lock in the savings or lock in their profits and pay for the mandatory rate reductions that they're going to have to make under the new law. And then this provision that we're talking about now, this MCCA 55% reduction from $220 to $100, they're going to have to wait 7 months. But that's not the rub. The rub is that the next day after this law takes effect, drivers in Michigan for the first time since 1973 can now choose what level of no-fault PIP coverage they want, either none, $50,000, $250,000, or unlimited as it currently existed under the old law.
So you can opt out of MCCA entirely.
Well, you're right. They're not going to be paying for it the following day if they chose any coverage other than unlimited no-fault PIP. So, and not only that, so it won't apply to them if they're catastrophically injured in a car crash. but that savings won't apply to them either. Or maybe it'll apply to them for, you know, one day or up until the time they renew. They'll have a pro rata savings of a couple pennies. Maybe they could pay for a Starbucks or something.
So,
but this is basically an illusory rate cut for most drivers in Michigan.
Because you have a feeling that most drivers are going to opt out of the unlimited coverage.
Yeah, sadly, you know, most drivers don't see what I see as an auto accident attorney and what happens to my clients. And, you know, no one thinks they're going to be the one that gets catastrophically injured by a distracted driver or what have you. So most people, I think, are unfortunately are going to pick lower PIP coverage, and they're not going to have that MCCA protection of unlimited necessary medical care if they're ever or a loved one is ever catastrophically injured.
Now, Michigan's the only state that has this mandatory unlimited coverage. Well, not for long. As you mentioned, in 7 months, it's going to go away. How do other states treat these sort of things? I'm sure, I know you're Michigan auto law, but I'm sure you've dealt with some clients in other states as well.
Yeah, I've actually lectured in almost every state in the country. I'm the president of the Motor Vehicle Travelers Association. I'm the president of a few other national associations. So I'm pretty familiar with how the law works in other states, and I've actually handled cases in 14 other states as well. So here's the real sad part of it. You know, bills don't go away when unlimited no-fault goes away, right? So what happens in other states is if you either don't have health insurance or if you have a health insurance exclusion for auto accidents, which we're going to see a lot of now in Michigan, now with this new law, by the way. But, you know, for people who don't have that and they're catastrophically injured in a car crash by someone who has lower limits, lower insurance limits, what happens is they get wiped out. You know, they're going to use up all their personal savings on medical bills and paying for the cost of their care. And then ultimately, most people end up having to declare personal bankruptcy because of medical debt. And then Medicaid takes over and pays the parts of their care that Medicaid is going to pay for.
So are you saying we're still on the hook regardless? We meaning the collective taxpayer?
Yeah, you know, so yes, I mean that's the other thing that's crazy about this is that, you know, again, the medical bills don't go away. We just now saw a shift on who's paying for it. So instead of paying your car insurance paying for it, where we would pay a premium, now it gets shifted onto the rest of us as taxpayers in the form of higher Medicare and Medicaid payments. And you're also going to see, unfortunately, a lot of people who are going to get wiped out and have to declare personal bankruptcy. But the state estimated that we're going to see a huge jump in Medicaid costs, specifically because of the auto no-fault law. And both the Senate and the House fiscal agencies both estimated a huge jump in what taxpayers in Michigan are going to have to pay now that the insurance companies won't, because they're going to be capped on what they have to pay based upon the level of PIP coverage that your listeners choose.
Unfortunately, that seems to make sense, Stephen. And that's what you're seeing in other states in the country, right?
That's exactly what happens in other states.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're always playing Russian roulette on the road in other states. If you're, I hate to say it, lucky enough, but if you're lucky enough to have really good private health insurance and you're hit by somebody who has lots and lots of insurance money, then you're probably going to make out okay. If you don't have great health insurance or you're hit by someone that has minimum lower limits and you've got millions of dollars in medical bills, you get wiped out. And that is the reality of what happens all over the country.
So a decision is going to have to be made, I'm at least for my insurance, and I think many the premiums come out in December, or the renewals come out in December for the next year. So you're saying expect to see an increase in those for at least the first half of next year. But then after that, there might be a savings?
So the savings is going to be very disappointing, and what's happening for a lot of your listeners is at renewal time now, not even when the law takes effect, but now, they're seeing huge jumps in what their car insurance costs are. In other words, insurance companies are raising people's car insurance rates today in anticipation of the new law.
So they can just lower them 6 months later?
Yeah, so they can lock in the profits when the new mandatory savings takes effect.
Because you have to reduce it by a certain amount, so you hike them up now just to reduce them, so maybe you're back where you started at in 6 months.
And that was a huge loophole, because the law did not take immediate effect. So because it didn't take immediate effect, you now see these big rate increases at renewal time, and nothing else has changed other than the insurance companies are trying to lock in profits for themselves. And the savings that you mentioned is going to be really disappointing for a lot of people, because remember, the savings isn't on your total no-fault bill. It's not on your total car insurance bill. It's only on the PIP portion of that bill. So if you have a 20% or 30% savings on 40% of your bill, and you can't afford car insurance now, you're probably not going to be able to afford car insurance after the new law takes effect.
So, yeah, the savings is only on the personal injury part of that, and then there's a lot of other components that go into your auto insurance. So you're right. They'll probably hike the other ones while reducing the personal injury. Is that what I'm understanding?
And yeah. So collision, for example, the cost of collision coverage is 50% of your bill. That's going up. Liability portion is going to go up. So you're going to see these other parts increase. And at the same time, any savings is really limited only to that PIP portion, that 40% of your bill. So that's why I said consumers are going to get so disappointed.
So what do you recommend for those listening and who will probably need to make a decision here in the next few months on whether or not they want to, they can opt in or opt out of MCCA? If they opt into MCCA for the unlimited coverage, it's the $100 instead of the $220, or you can completely opt out of the MCCA and set what kind of levels of personal liability you want. What do you recommend for someone who is going to be in, basically we're all going to be in that position here sooner or later?
Right. I mean, the things I recommend is listen, I know no one wants to think that they could ever have this happen to them where their life can be altered, but, you know, drive home today and look at the people to your left and to your right, and they're texting while they're driving. You know, there's so much going on. There's so many people that are killed and catastrophically injured. If you can afford it, it really is worth choosing the unlimited no-fault coverage, because anything less, if you get in a serious car crash, it's going to be gone in a blink. And Medicaid is not going to pay for a lot of essential services that people need. The other thing I really recommend is when you have a choice on your liability insurance, in other words, that's the insurance you take out if you injure somebody else, pick the highest amount you can. Unlike your no-fault PIP portion, liability insurance is actually quite inexpensive. And for the cost of basically popcorn and a movie ticket, you can pick an extra $250,000 or $500,000 in what's called RBI, or bodily injury protection, if you injure somebody else. That's really important, because remember, under this new law, you don't have unlimited PIP now to pay for millions of dollars in medical bills. So if you cause a terrible crash and you cause these terrible injuries, then you are on the hook. And that means that everything I was just talking about, where, you know, you could now be exposed over your insurance limits for potentially hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in coverage.
So if someone doesn't have MCCA, they get in a catastrophic crash due to your negligence, then they can come after you. And if you don't have liability insurance, you're out, or if you have too low of an amount, I should say.
Exactly. So if you don't have now adequate liability insurance, potentially there could be judgments and verdicts against you for millions of dollars.
For a decision that you necessarily didn't make, because someone else opted not to have the MCCA.
Exactly. So remember now, there's all this is cost shifting, right? So today under the old law, you know, unlimited medical bills, unlimited necessary medical care is paid for by your own PIP. Now it gets transferred onto the liability insurance of the person, the negligent driver who causes the crash, when this new law actually takes effect in 7 months. So if you are that negligent driver and you're driving with inadequate insurance, then you are now going to be on the hook. And there's one other thing I would like to mention that I think is super important, and that is that most agents, when you say you want to fully protect yourself and your family, they never mention the most important insurance there is, and that's something called uninsured, underinsured. And what that means is, just like it sounds, if you're hit by a driver who is either uninsured, because remember, you have 50% of Detroit driving uninsured today,
mm-hmm.
or underinsured, which is the example I just gave a moment ago with the underinsured negligent driver, that now allows you to turn to your own insurance company to make up the difference between your injuries and your medical bills and what the negligent driver's insurance limits were. So it's a great protection for you and your family.
All right. When my renewal time comes up, I'm going to have to dig up this podcast and listen to it again. And I think a lot of our listeners should. So I'm going to put this up on our website, WPHM.net. But I will probably revisit this because there's a lot of moving pieces here. And Stephen, you've done a great job of explaining all these different changes that drivers will be seeing next year.
Thanks, Steve. And I'll put it on my website as well, which is Michigan Auto Law, if people want to also get my recommendations on what insurance they should purchase to protect themselves.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. He knows the business. He's been practicing law at Michigan Auto Law now, and Stephen Gersten is on the line with us and shared some of those tips and changes. And this might not be as good as the reform sounded back up at the island earlier this year when it was signed. Might not be as good as we thought. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Gersten from Michigan Auto Law, and that's it. We're done. Show is over. Caleb in for Paul. Paul will be back tomorrow. Thanks for joining us here on 1380 WPHM.